Welcome to the podcast for So Artsy, the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra's concert on April 26, 2014. My name is Dawn Catapan, and I am sitting here with Jamie Arrowsmith, rehearsal conductor for the Sudbury Symphony. So Jamie, this concert explores the connections between visual arts and music.
That's right. This concert is going to feature, I think, probably one of the most famous works in the orchestral repertoire, and that is Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky, and we'll definitely talk about that in a little while. But in addition to that, we are exploring work that is based on ideas of color, ideas of drawing pictures, ideas of drawing from imagery and from history and from experiences. And I think all put together, it's a really exciting a program which offers a really wide variety of music.
The first piece on the program is by a Canadian gentleman by the name of Pierre Mercure.
Yes, Pierre Mercure, he was a star among Canadian composers until the very tragic time of his death. He died in a car crash, I think, in Europe. He was only in his late 30s, so it really cut off what was going to be a really promising career. He was already gaining quite a bit of notoriety and had gained a lot of notoriety as a composer worldwide. The piece we're going to feature by Monsieur Mercure is called Kaleidoscope. So here's that bit of color that we were talking about earlier. If you imagine looking through a kaleidoscope, the light sort of, it passes through all of these prisms and all of these shapes, and you get this vast array of color and patterns. And then as you sort of turn the lens on the kaleidoscope, these patterns change and they expand and they mix and they mesh. And it can go from really organized beauty and to really sort of chaos or abstract color the more that you turn, the depending on how you turn this thing. So, we get these sort of brilliant flashes of color. We get these sort of changing and transforming ideas of color and sound throughout the piece. We get some very abstract sound in addition to some very solid, beautifully structured harmony as well. So a really great way to open a performance, which I think is supposed to open our eyes and ears to the range of sound and color, really, that an orchestra can produce.
So if the first piece is all about looking through a kaleidoscope and all about colors, the second piece is called English Folk Song Suite. How does that relate to this description of imagery?
Well, I think if you imagine, looking through a kaleidoscope as looking through a lens of some kind, well, we can look through a lens back at our own histories as well. We can use our folk traditions and our histories as a lens through which to view our society today. The English Folk Song Suite by Ralph Vaughan Williams, that's a great example of utilizing that historical perspective, that folk perspective. He would have been exposed to folk music. He would have been exposed to traditional music throughout his entire life growing up. And he really enjoyed using that in his compositions, and his music is really reflective of the traditional music of Great Britain. And so this folk song suite is really an homage to those days, to those traditions, to those tunes, and the way that he orchestrates them and provides just the right amount of energy, the right amount of historical perspective, I think is absolutely brilliant. And I think our audience is familiar with these pieces. We've played them here before. I think that they're very versatile pieces, that they can fit within a lot of programs, and I think that they fit really perfectly in a program that is all about changing perspectives and all about looking through different lenses. We've gone from the perspective of changing colors and shifting shapes in kaleidoscope. We've gone to our history,
And Canada's history, in fact, with this English folk song suite that's sort of a, you know, British tribute of sorts.
That's right.
And then we're taking a trip in another direction to another country.
Right, another country, another history and another tradition which has had a great impact on Canadian history. We're going to go to France. The composer's name is Georges Bizet, and we're playing music from L'Arlésienne, which is one of his suites for orchestra. L'Arlésienne literally means the lady from Arles, which is a city in France, an old city in France. And again, the composer is drawing on the traditional folk music of that region of his country to introduce us to his musical ideas and as a vehicle for his musical ideas. And the music that he incorporates are traditional French carols, traditional French dances and folk tunes. And again, just with the Vaughan Williams, Bizet skillfully works these into his compositions. So what we get is a great variety of energy, a great variety of moves created by this music. And we'll be playing four movements from L'Arlésienne. So I think the audience will really appreciate having those two perspectives from those two cultures, which really had a great impact on composers from Canada as well. It makes for a very, very well balanced, but also really interesting first half, all of these shifting perspectives and colors that are provided for us. So, and then in the second half, we're taking all of these things in the outside world and we're bringing them into the concert hall. You know, Pictures on Exhibition, if I remember correctly, is exactly what it sounds like. It's walking through an art gallery. That's right. So the composer's idea was that you would, you know, imagine yourself in the role of a patron of an art gallery, walking from one room to the next, looking at these great works of art. And in fact, Mussorgsky provides us with music for that, and it's called the promenade. And that promenade music happens in between each of the other movements of the piece, so that we begin with this grand walking pace music, which sort of leads us from the beginning, from the opening of the piece to the first picture that we see, and then once we've had a chance to sort of view what this picture looks like, and he provides us with music for all of these different paintings and pictures, and he links them all with this promenade music, which we can use to sort of follow along the route from one picture to another, and we get to see pictures of old castles and the house on chicken legs, for example, all these sort of really famous, again, there's the folk influence there. The house on chicken legs is a very sort of famous Russian folk tale, the tale of Baba Yaga's hut. So there's that folk tradition creeping in there as well, this time through the painting of the artist. And the composer is again, extremely skillfully giving us a musical image of what these paintings might look like, but linking them together with this walking music that we are meant to sort of imagine ourselves following this trail from one piece of art to the next.
About this, though, is that all of these pictures that these different pieces are written on, that these different movements are written on, are actual paintings. They were once in existence, right?
That's right. These paintings actually hung in a gallery, and Mussorgsky would have been able to see them along with everyone else from the public. It's really interesting to note that this piece was originally written for piano, and it was transcribed for piano four hands, so you could get the fullest spectrum of sound available on the keyboard, and it provides for really exciting performance. But it was orchestrated by no less than Maurice Ravel, the very, very famous composer of the French Impressionist period. And that is significant as well in terms of the theme of this concert. Ravel, one of the Impressionists, along with Debussy, other composers from late 19th, early 20th century France, they were all very influenced by the Impressionist painters, Monet and Gauguin, and that influenced their music quite a bit. So that sort of fuzziness that exists in the Impressionist artwork, which has been brought into the music of the Impressionist composers, you get a little hint of that in the orchestrations by Ravel of this music as well. So here we have the art world really impacting music in another dimension beyond just the theme material, the thematic material for this piece.
And we're actually bringing the art world into this concert because we're going to have three local artists, so three artists from Sudbury who, have careers as artists here in Sudbury, painting live during Pictures at an Exhibition. And during the piece, while the orchestra is performing, these three artists will have the opportunity to create three separate canvases with their own depictions of what it would be like to be in that gallery.
I think this is going to be really interesting. It's going to be really fun to see what these artists are able to come up with right on the spur of the moment. They're going to be improvising, essentially, to what they hear on stage. So I think it's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to see what they come up with that might reflect what they're hearing from the orchestra, from this really exciting music.
So, and we're really grateful to the Art Gallery of Sudbury for arranging their participation. I hope you will be able to join us for this stimulating visual and aural experience at Glad Tidings for So Artsy on Saturday, April 26th at 8 p.m.